This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
You know, for the last few days, I've gotten a little taste of Kyle's lifestyle.
You have? How so?
Yeah. I was kidless.
Ooh.
Yeah, the kids were sent away, and I got to live like the days before
like
I had
a king.
Kids. Even though we bring in Kyle every single week to talk about questions and share his experience of being a non-parent, I had forgotten what that lifestyle was like.
Oh, man. Well, welcome to the club, my friend.
Thank you. Well, I'm back in the club.
Yeah. Now. Back into the other club. My gosh. Sorry.
I'm back to being a parent. But
that didn't last long.
Yeah. No, it did not. Not long enough. That's for sure. So, Kyle, what do you got for us this week with Non-Parent Diary Mayhem?
Well, now that your kids are back, and of course, Melissa, you have Porter, I'm curious. What is something that has freaked your kids out? Like, made them so scared they had to run out of the room? Because we were at our friend Margaret and Pat's this week watching the Oscars. And their daughter Tallulah was with us. Love her. The opening of the Oscars, where Conan did that substance bit where he like emerged from Demi Moore's body.
Yes.
Freaked her out so much.
Oh, no.
She had to run upstairs and just refused to come down. She ended up sitting in their like bedroom watching something else because she was so scared.
Wow.
Oh, that poor girl.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and they were like trying to calm her down. Like, it's fine. It's a joke. See, look, it's just Conan, which I kept laughing. I'm like, how often do you watch Conan in your house?
Yeah.
Like, it's just Conan. We all love him.
Late night, you know?
But it freaked her out so bad that I'm like, how common is that for parents? What's the funny thing that freaked your kids out? 312-946-4995.
I can give you a list of a million things from me growing up as a kid that freaked me out. But yeah, there's a few things.
It's been a while for me.
Maybe something today.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Cheryl and Elgin, the E-dub.
Not called that.
Nah, some people call it that.
I know.
Hi, what's something that freaked your kid out?
So I have twin daughters. I do have an older daughter, too, but my twin daughters, when they were growing up, they're older now, they were terrified of the vacuum cleaner. So I took full advantage of that as a disciplinary measure.
What?
And I would say, yes, I was a terrible mom, but anyway.
No.
I would say, do I need to bring Mr. Hoover out? And they would just go running and do whatever I needed them to do.
Stop.
Oh, that
wait a minute.
Is so
and these are kids we're talking about, not dogs, right? Because my dog, terrified of the vacuum cleaner.
Terrified, yeah, a lot of them are.
But you're telling me, like, whenever you would pull the vacuum cleaner out, they would just, like, run and hide?
Yes, they were terrified of it. When they were toddlers.
That is so
funny. I was just going to say, so when you say toddler, you're talking 2 years old? You're talking 4 years old?
Probably around that time, but 2-3 years old.
I love the threat of bringing out Mr. Hoover, too. That is too funny.
They're like, what is that big thing that makes all that noise and can suck our arms up in?
Right. And if that doesn't do it for you, I'll bring out Mr. Orek, too.
That's too cute.
When did they start to overcome this fear?
Probably probably around 4 when they started preschool and they actually realized the vacuum was going to hurt them.
Yeah. I don't know what you ended up going to as your go-to, you know, threat, but yeah. You can't use a vacuum cleaner after that.
That's true.
Well, Cheryl, listen, thank you so much for calling and sharing. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Melissa, I'm to the point right now where, like, Kennedy, obviously my oldest, she's, like, not real scared of much. However, there are those few scenes in every Disney movie when, you know, like the monster will come out or like the beast from Beauty and the Beast. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you watched it recently. Pretty terrifying.
Yeah.
With the voice and the fangs and everything.
You can look scary to some kid that's young.
Yeah. And even the wolf scene when they chase the dad away. Mm-hmm. It's terrifying. Beauty and the Beast still holds up for being terrified.
You sound like you're still scared of Beauty and the Beast.
No, when I was that age, I was scared of the window in my bathroom.
Really?
Yeah, I was scared things were going to come in through it. I don't know. It was weird.
It's funny you say that because our basement in my hometown of Elgin was unfinished.
The E-dub?
Not called that. And when you walked down the stairs, they were open. So you just saw underneath our house.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Ew. And it freaked me out. And I guess there used to be a film in the 80s called, like, The People Beneath the Stairs, something like that.
Oh, yeah, I remember
my brother was freaked out by that movie because he goes, we have stairs that people are going to, that people live under. I know for a fact.
Oh, like, gosh.
That's how creepy
those
stairs
are. And your brothers are a lot older than you. So, like, from them, that's got to be terrifying.
Yeah, they're passing on wisdom of freaking me out. But we also got a 630 texter saying, what freaked my kids out is that I told him if he kept being bad, I would put him right back where he came from.
Oh, my gosh. Hilarious.
He's 40 now and still talks about that.
That is hilarious.
That's great.
I wish I would have thought of that.
Well, Melissa, you better behave or else I'm going to put you back where you came from.
Oh, God. I am terrified right now.
You guys ready?
Ready.
Let's play. Someone's got to go. Powered, of course, by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services. Zzzt. And get your text messages into our text line, 312-946-4995. You text us a couple of options that you think would be really difficult to pick between, and then we'll tell you which one has got to go. And joining us today is our dear friend Michael in Wheaton. Michael? Okay, never mind. Just kidding.
What happened to Michael?
He literally just dropped.
Michael, call back.
Yeah, call back quickly.
Like very fast.
Kyle, let's get started.
Okay. All right. We'll start playing here with a text from Lucy. One's got to go. This feels like a shot at me for some odd reason. Getting chocolate in your sheets or getting peanut butter in your sheets? Feels like a shot at me because I at one point ate chocolate in bed and got chocolate on the sheets.
I remember that.
That was a little rude to point that out, but fine, whatever. I'm a grown adult. Which one's got to go, you guys?
I mean, peanut butter would be stickier, right? Chocolate would be easier to wash out.
You would think.
No, I'm going peanut butter. The chocolate has got to go. You know why?
Why?
Because nobody can accuse you of anything else if it's
peanut
butter.
Ooh, that's a good call.
It's all about the color.
Oh, God. I was like, what? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Another shot at me now from an 815 texter. One's got to go. Losing your keys or a blizzard? Which one's got to go, Melissa?
These seem like they're all related around Kyle's.
Yeah, no.
I noticed that.
Feels like I'm taking a lot of hits here from the texters. Don't really love that. But Melissa, which one's got to go?
I mean, losing my keys has to go. Sometimes I like a blizzard.
Blizzards
are cool.
Well, are we talking about Dairy Queen?
Nope, we're talking about snow blizzards, but I like where your head's at.
Yeah. Because, I mean, if we're talking about Dairy Queen, look, I'll...
No. Oh, yeah, well, that would be much easier.
Blizzards, as much as I hate snow, they can sometimes...
They're cool.
...get you out of work. And
that makes them cool.
If I didn't
Just
have
admit
see,
it.
If I didn't have to see Melissa for a day...
Hey!
Worth
hey!
Why? Hey! Why? Don't talk to
Don't
her
talk
like that.
Don't talk to her like that.
Be nice to her.
Be nice to me. Blizzard, just say it.
Losing your keys got to go.
Just say it, Blizzard's cool.
Last one, 773 texter. One's got to go. Always sneezing or always burping?
Achoo.
Which one's got to go? Austin?
I think the always sneezing has got to go. When you sneeze, you know, everything in your body stops working for like a millisecond, which is why we say God bless you. I don't know if that's true or not, but I heard it somewhere and I'm running with it. Everything in your body stops working.
I've heard that, too.
Like, for a second,
I
when
like
you
that
sneeze.
That's why you say, God bless you. You're like, well, everything stops for a second, so that's why we got to say.
Yeah, you're like, God bless you. Man, your body stopped working for a millisecond, so.
Melissa?
I don't know if that part's true. Burping and belching, that's kind of gross. So that one's going to have to go. I could sneeze all day. You can be like a dainty, very feminine sneezer.
Yeah, achoo! 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 Then you just achoo. Constantly like feel like you just got back from like a Cubs game and you're just belching up your beers and hot dogs.
Ew. See, that doesn't even sound good.
Yeah, that's not appealing.
Austin.
Melissa.
We got an email from Brittany in Bensonville who has written in to Dear Melissa and Austin saying, I work in a building with a lot of people. As a matter of fact, we have multiple floors inside our building, but I do see my coworkers quite often. And one of my coworkers that I hadn't run across in a couple of weeks, well, I thought she was pregnant and I asked her when she was due. Turns out.
No, I know where this is going.
She's not pregnant.
Oh, my gosh.
Now I feel awful. What am I going to do? I don't even know how to face her again.
You got to quit your job now. That's,
do you?
I think that's the only thing you can do. Quit your job and move out of the country.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Brittany in Bensonville. I don't know.
Brittany.
This one's rough.
All right, listen, there's a universal rule for all men out there is that you never, ever, ever congratulate a woman on being pregnant, even if you know for a fact, even if you were the one who impregnated her.
Come on.
You do not congratulate. You just don't take that chance. You can never take that chance with a woman. And I'm sorry to your coworker and Brittany. I'm sorry to you that you had to go through this and learn this the hard way, but you just can't ever do it.
I had it happen to me once. I was not happy I had it happen to me once.
Someone said it to you?
Yeah.
Were you pregnant?
I was 27. No. I was not. No, Austin.
You
I
were
wasn't
27?
Pregnant.
27?
Yes. I walked up to a sandwich shop.
Okay.
And the girl was...
Was it like a food baby? Like after you eat?
No,
you know, like
I
hadn't. Sometimes...
I just was ordering a sandwich.
You just get bloated a little bit?
I didn't think so. Anyway, she goes, oh, when are you due?
Stop.
And I said, I'm not pregnant.
I'm crawling in my skin just listening to this.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It was the worst. It's so bad that I still remember that. I don't even know what to tell you, Brittany.
Brittany, first of all, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be so harsh. I just, this is a tough, tough situation.
How do you face that coworker again?
You just have to kill with kindness, right? Profusely apologize and say, I am so sorry. What would you want? All right. The person who called you pregnant when you weren't.
I didn't know them.
What would you want them to do to apologize?
Yes. An apology would be great. This is one of those situations where after you apologize, you just got to move on. You can't take it back. You can't change it and wait and just try to avoid her for a while.
Then what do you do the rest of the time?
I think you don't do anything. There's nothing you can do. You apologize and then wait and see how she treats you after that. Is she trying to avoid you? Did she accept your apology? Is she going to be okay with it? Did she let it go? You won't know until you find out later.
Okay. Well, Brittany, listen, we wouldn't wish this upon our worst enemy.
That one's pretty rough.
If you need Melissa and I to do the apology for you, we're not on Cameo, but you could just, you know, Venmo us some money. We'll do it for you.
I don't think it's going to mean as much.
Will that mean, no?
It needs to come from her.
Okay.
Brittany, it needs to come from you.
All right. Well, listen, Brittany, thank you for reaching out to us for Dear Melissa and Austin. We wish you the very best.
And if you have any questions or need any advice, you can email me, Melissa, at us99.com or Austin at us99.com.
We just got an email from Brittany in Bensonville for Dear Melissa and Austin. And I can't imagine she's the only one that was in this situation. What Brittany in Bensonville did was, well, she assumed that her coworker was pregnant when she was not
pregnant.
It is not a not a great feeling.
And
at
I told
all.
You that happened to me. Somebody's like, "Oh, how far along are you?" And I'm like, "I'm not."
See, that's the thing. I think it happens more than we realize.
I know.
Did it ever happen to you? 312-946-4995. And how did you recover?
Yeah.
How did you get out of it? How did, how did it go?
Or maybe somebody said it to you. Ooh. And what did you say back?
Oh, my goodness. 312-946-4995. The assumptive pregnancy.
Did it ever happen?
You had to learn the hard way, like the rest of us.
312-946-4995. We want to hear your story coming up next, right here.
It's like, oh, wait, you're not pregnant? Yeah. Oops, I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, well, I love your dress.
Yeah.
Joanne in Romeoville.
What do you think about accidentally asking somebody if they're pregnant?
I did that to my son's teacher when he was going into third grade at open house.
No. At the beginning of the school year?
Yes.
Okay, oh, my
that's
gosh,
the worst
Joanne.
Person to do it to. I mean, you don't want her taking that out on your kid.
So how quickly into the year did your son flunk out of the grade?
Yeah.
Well, I was kissing her butt. I don't want to say ass, but I just did that. I was kissing her butt the whole school year. I was so embarrassed. And needless to say, I never did that again.
Ah, you had to learn the hard way.
Oh, my goodness, Joanne.
That is so funny. I love it. You could laugh about it.
Oh, yeah. Still to this day, he's 26.
How did the teacher respond?
Her mouth just dropped, and my husband goes, "She's not pregnant, Joanne."
Oh, my gosh. So your husband was playing good cop.
Yep.
Oh, my God. That is so dang funny. Thank you for that call, Joanne. Yeah. You just made me laugh.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. I always, I have to laugh about stuff. So.
Joanne, we're glad you were able to live to tell the tale. We appreciate it so much.
Hey, and it's my birthday. Give me a shout out.
Happy birthday, Joanne. Love you.
Love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye.
Veronica and Crystal Lake.
Did you accidentally ask somebody if they were pregnant?
No, they asked if I was pregnant. Multiple different people.
Multiple? What happened?
At the same job. Yeah, it was mortifying. I was like so embarrassed, and I had just lost 10 pounds by this time after having a kid.
Oh,
so I was mortified.
No.
You know what, though? After you have kids, sometimes you have that for a while, that leftover stomach,
It took a while to lose it, so it was 9 months after, so I was still mortified. It was like, it was at the same job, and it was different people. It was so embarrassing, and I just wanted them to disappear.
Yeah, right.
Didn't you, after that many times, I would have said, no, I'm not, and you're not supposed to ask people that.
Yeah.
I know. I was so embarrassed. It was like the worst thing ever. I would never ask anybody that, and I'm a woman, so I would never,
ever,
if they looked like it, even if I knew, if they told me, I still wouldn't ask.
Yeah, exactly. If you were in the delivery room with them as they were pushing out a child, you would not assume it. No.
Yeah, I was so embarrassing, and I felt awful, and I didn't eat for like a week later.
I was so
embarrassing. I would not wish it on anybody.
I saw a girl a couple weeks ago, and she was clearly pregnant. It was probably about 7 or 8 months, and I was terrified to say anything about it because I'm like, in the 1% chance that I'm wrong, I'm going to so offend her, so I didn't say a word.
Veronica, are you still at this job?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I did not quit for that reason, but no, I'm not still at the job, but it was embarrassing because I had to see these people day after day after day, Monday through Friday. It was just like, I don't think they knew what to do, but I didn't want to even look them in the face because I was...
Well, Veronica, listen, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. You guys have a great day.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gax and Dean, Joe's Live, a little over a week from tonight, March 13th. Going to be rocking out. And if you need proof of that, have you listened to any of Gax and Dean's music? So long, four wheels turning, got a tank full of gas down the road I'm burning. Can't say a word and I can't say a word. And if I don't come back, don't come looking.
Oh, God. Ugh. I love that song.
Ah, it puts a little hair on your chest, doesn't it?
It does.
Mm. Ew.
Sorry.
Never mind. Well, we're giving away tickets all week long with You've Got to Be Joking, but here's the thing. The fine print with You Got to Be Joking is...
You have to come with a joke. So who do we have in the line for these Jackson Dean tickets?
Our comedian of the day today is Chrissy in Downers Grove.
Hi.
Hi, Chrissy. I know you want these Jackson Dean tickets. He is three words. Amazing.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Three words right there.
Oh, that math checked out.
You got to come with a joke, so hit us with it.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo-hoo.
Why are you crying? It's just a joke.
Okay. Oldie but goodie.
Is that joke good enough to get Chrissy these tickets? Yes, it is.
Uh-huh.
You won't be saying boo at this concert, will you?
No.
Okay, good.
No. That joke's been around since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
For any kid who doesn't know that joke that's listening right now, take that one to school today.
I learned it actually from my preschool class. It's one of their favorites.
Oh,
is it?
There you go. Perfect preschool joke.
Yeah. And it's fitting because preschoolers also love to cry.
And that's true.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for playing. Congratulations on those tickets. We'll see you at Jackson Dean.
All right.
Now, look, if you didn't get through today, you know the old saying, if at first you don't succeed, cry again.
Boo-hoo.
Melissa!
Isaac!
Let's get to some great news.
It's time for the Great at 8, which is brought to us by Affinity Whole Health. Lose weight like me and feel great. Visit feelgreatillinois.com. And it's a great day to be alive. I
know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. Cassidy in Waukegan.
What's your great news?
I heard this is the Vegas show. I'm going to Vegas.
Come on, Cassidy!
Oh, my gosh.
Let's go!
This is crazy.
I told you guys last year when I went to Vegas for the Dead and Company Sphere.
Oh, yes, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so I went for 3 awesome days, and then my dad and I flew out again for 12 hours for the final show.
Oh, my gosh. How was it?
It was fabulous. I cry all the time. It's just like a great experience for me.
I
love Dead and Company, so I grew up with Grateful Dead, so it's like the best memory with my dad and I.
Yeah.
Aww.
Have you seen them at Wrigley when they come?
Yes, I have. I've been to this one. So I'm going to Vegas for my 25th birthday, and they're playing on my birthday, and I'll be at shows 13 and 14 for me for
for Dead & Company.
Come oh my on. Gosh, look at that. That's so fun.
That is awesome. Yeah.
So when is that trip?
It'll be, my birthday is March 22nd, and that's the opening weekend. So okay. We're going to go opening weekend.
So coming up, yeah. This is, oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I'm so excited. It's getting me through the weeks right now.
I'm sure it is. Do you guys, yeah, you and your dad, have any extra fun at the Dead & Company show? You know what I'm saying?
Melissa.
Yeah.
Melissa, what are you,
Melissa, do?
Melissa, what are you implying?
You know what I'm implying.
Melissa.
And they, listen, she's listen. Like, they do it.
Well, yeah, that's implied with a Dead & Company show.
Not
Nobody goes to a Dead & Company show and just stands there.
Yeah, they do.
I mean,
that's
what happens in Vegas
stays in Vegas.
Vegas.
Yeah, yes.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You and your dad are a fun couple.
We are great. My dad traveled with the Ashgate to bed, and I wish I was able to do that, too, but
oh my God.
Not my time.
That's so funny.
So my dad's also flying in. My best friend will be there, too.
Oh, yeah. Cute.
So, Grateful yeah. Dad, like, that is an old band. And you said you're turning 25?
Yes.
So you had to have had this passed down from your dad.
Yes. 100%. Yeah. I made him this whole scrapbook for Christmas, like all of our shows that we've been to together. It's just like my memory with my dad growing up. I've been going for 10 years. This will be my 10th year going.
Wow.
That's incredible. My gosh.
That's awesome.
Oh, I love that you and your dad are bonding over something, even if it is, you know.
I know my dad is on cloud 9 because his daughter loves Grateful Dad.
Yeah. I bet.
And that cloud is that he actually blew out of his mouth, right?
So that, yes, she's like, yeah.
That cloud 9 is just a puff of smoke,
for sure.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for adding to our Vegas Great at 8.
Yes, you
more
kept the streak
news.
Alive, honestly.
I listen to you guys every morning, and every day I feel like someone's going to Vegas.
They are.
It is. For the last month, it's been wild. So thank you for keeping it alive.
You're welcome. Thanks for doing the Great at 8. I love listening to you guys.
No, this streak may well run through your 25th birthday, and maybe even your 26th birthday at the rate
especially
we're going.
Especially if you call back.
Yeah.
We'll call back.
Okay, deal. Well, Cassidy, happy Alrighty. Early birthday, and thank you for keeping the streak alive.
Thank you guys so much. Have a great day.
The other day, Kyle shared the story with us about how he lost his keys in Uber.
Oh, the Uber, yeah.
Yeah. Kyle, any update there?
Well, I got some good news, bad news situations here.
Okay.
Bad news, or the good news, I'll start with there. We did finally get in contact with the driver.
Okay, that is good.
Oh, that is good news, yeah. Because you were struggling to get a hold of him.
Yeah, but I feel a little weird about it, guys, because I he's possibly going to drop the keys off, but it's been like 5 days. It just feels like a weird vibe.
Yeah.
I think I'm changing my locks.
Really?
Yes, I've sent an email to our leasing agent. I just feel like it's... It feels just weird, right?
Yeah.
Like it's been 5 days. I lost the keys Thursday night.
Yeah, last right. at the before our Lodo show.
And I couldn't get in contact with this person. And then Uber had to share my address with him. And then I had to give him my address again if he wanted to return the key. It just feels weird.
It does feel weird. And although probably nothing would happen, he's had days to... make a copy of those
yes.
keys.
And it's not
and
like
I
he,
don't like that.
And it's not like he was really reaching out. I did find out he tried to call me one time on Sunday. Didn't right. leave a message or anything. Just
right.
one time.
And the likelihood that something would happen is low, but you don't want to take that chance.
No, sure. I would feel better, and I think it's smarter for me just to go ahead and change my locks.
I
but
think so.
I don't know. Is that the reason to change locks? I feel weird about it. I don't know.
I mean, I'm look, people have changed their locks for probably lesser reasons, right?
I mean, I think so. I had a babysitter who did not work out and had a key and never got that key back. So I changed my locks because she was not responsible. I'll say that in a nice way.
Yeah. 312-946-4995. Why did you have to change your locks? Did you ever, anything ever come to it where you had to change your locks? 312-946-4995.
I just remember that my neighbor last year had a key break in her lock. She couldn't get it out.
Oh, no.
Oh, so then she was forced to change
yes.
the lock.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's
gosh.
Terrible.
Yes, I just remembered that.
312-946-4995. Why did you have to change your locks? Gam and Alsip.
Why did you have to change your lock?
So I had two guys doing work for me. One was a painter and one was a carpenter. I was getting new floors and painting my whole house.
Ooh,
so
nice.
they were thank you. They were very good friends of two of my very good friends that I've known for a lifetime.
Okay.
So I decided to let them have the key so I didn't have to be home the whole week.
Sure.
And they both did crappy jobs. I could show you pictures of the work that they did.
Oh, no.
And I was just like, I don't trust it. They can come back a year later and have someone break in. So I definitely think that guy should definitely change his locks.
Yeah, okay. Kyle should change his locks. Okay. And so you changed yours for that reason.
Yes, 1,000% he should change those locks.
Well, I mean, yes, you probably did made the safe decision changing your locks. I mean, maybe nothing would have ever happened, but you don't know and you don't want to take that chance.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for this call, Kim. We appreciate you weighing in for sure.
Thanks, guys.
Melissa, we got these texts into our text line from the 630. Says, change it ASAP. And then this text from the 708 says, I would change the locks just so nobody has the chance to steal those coveted marathon trophies. Okay, 708. We don't need to egg him on any further than he already does. Katie and Racine.
Did you have to change your locks?
I did. I had an ex-boyfriend still have a key, and he would go in and entertain his other women in my apartment.
What?
What? How did you find out?
So he knew my work schedule, and I came home in the middle of the day, not expectedly, and he was there entertaining a woman.
Oh my gosh, why wasn't he entertaining a woman in his own place?
Yeah, yeah. What happened to just bringing him home to your home?
I have no idea. Like, I don't know the situation. I know that all of his stuff was packed in his car.
Oh, did
so
he?
So I wonder if he just needed a new place to go.
And ew!
With
gross.
These women that he was entertaining, did he pass it off like your place was his place?
He nonchalantly goes, "Oh, I didn't know you'd be home. I didn't think you'd care."
Yeah, what did the ladies say that he was with?
She's like, who's this? Is this, are we doing something, like, that I need to know? And I was like, no, this is my home.
Oh,
you need to leave.
Yeah.
She kind of looked, she's like, okay, like, had no idea.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say.
No,
Not only is it rude, but it's gross.
I know what to say. You tell that woman, you say, hey, you're getting a glimpse into your future, lady.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. He never did it again, did he? You got your locks changed.
Oh, no. I immediately, that day, got my locks changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry that happened to you?
Yeah.
Thanks. I mean, it's a little learning experience never to give anyone your keys, right?
Yeah. No, it's true.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably a good thing. Day 35-ish, which means it's time for the 5 at 8:35, brought to you by our friends at Webb Chevy. Two great locations serving Oaklawn and Plainfield. Today, we've got Yvonne in Hammond going up against Cassidy in Gurnee. Cassidy, why don't you say hello to Yvonne?
Hi, Yvonne.
Hi.
All right, ladies, you're up for these tickets to go see Russell Dickerson at a sold-out show on March 21st. With the 5 at 8:35, we've got five country questions. The rule to the game is that your name is your buzzer. Do you both feel like you're ready to go?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's play. Question number one. What country artist has a track listing that includes songs like Unforgettable, Marry Me, 16, and Look What God Gave Her? 3 seconds.
Cassidy?
I don't
think I'm going to be right. Luke Combs?
Is it Luke Combs? It is not.
Yvonne, do you want to guess?
Thomas Rhett?
Is it T-Rhett? It is!
The delay paid off.
Yeah. I think it was when Cassidy said her name like a question, that's always like the first tell that they're not fully sure.
Yeah, I know.
The answer. All right, question number two.
Which country artist who has played Soldier Field multiple times was once married to actress Renee Zellweger in 2005.
3 seconds.
Well, well, it was Kenny Chesney.
Oh, we never got that.
Oh, boy.
All right, question number three. Yvonne still leads 1-0. What country superstar was actually fired from Rascal Flatts' tour in 2006 and was replaced by a young new country artist named Taylor Swift?
Cassidy? Eric Church?
Is it Eric Church? We are all tied up at 1 apiece.
Oh, all right, here we go. Question number four. Dolly Parton is the first country artist to be nominated for an EGOT, which is an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. She's obviously won a Grammy, but what other of these EGOT nominations did she actually win?
Ooh. 3 seconds.
Shoot. It was an Emmy. She won an Emmy.
Emmy. All right. Still tied up. 1 apiece. Coming down to the fifth and final question. The winner of this will be going to see Russell Dickerson. Luke Bryan has his name on the welcome sign of his hometown of Leesburg. What state is his hometown in?
Cassidy? Georgia?
Is it Georgia? Cassidy, yeah. You're going to Russell Dickerson.
Whoa.
Yeah. And you were so, like, concerned in the beginning.
I know. It was Cassidy?
I stopped and I parked, so it's
okay. Oh,
you know
parked.
What? That's what it was. You know, your focus was on the game and not the road.
Yes.
Yeah,
smart
that's good.
Move. That paid off for you.
Yeah, it did, for sure. Yvonne, don't worry. We've got another chance to win these tickets this time tomorrow, so try us back, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.